As SBS turns 50, we're looking back at our biggest stories.
In December 1983, Treasurer Paul Keating announced that the Australian dollar will be floated. Removing a fixed exchange rate meant the value of the dollar could automatically adjust in response to how it was trading on the foreign exchange market.
The decision to float means that the speculators will now be speculating against themselves rather than against the Australian government via the Reserve Bank.
The following Monday, our dollar was officially pushed out to sea. It was a decision hailed by New South Wales Premier Neville Runn.
The present step towards deregulation is not only courageous, it's sensible and it's slightly adventurous. And I think Mr Keating and Mr Hawke are to be applauded.
One benefit was the moment the global economy went bad, the dollar could drop in response, giving Australian exports a boost. Climbed too high during good times, and it had the power to hurt homegrown industries like car manufacturing and steel refining during the mining boom. But overall, a floating dollar has helped make Australia more secure and resistant to international crises, in turn making us more of a global financial centre.
Discover more at sbs.com.au/sbs50.